This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am reflecting on how it feels when those closest to us don't believe in us. Recently, I talked about how Jesus' brothers were encouraging him to go to the town of Judea to attend a festival when it wasn't the right time for him to go. Now, while Jesus' mother Mary knew his real identity and his purpose here on earth, his brothers didn't believe he was the Messiah until after his resurrection. And not only did they not believe in him, but they taunted him and made fun of him. So they would say things to him such as, "Go where your followers can see your miracles. You can't become a public figure if you hide like this. And if you can do such wonderful things, then go and prove it to the world." And Jesus teaches us three things about how to respond in a situation like this. The first thing he teaches us that he ignored their criticism and sarcasm. He did not allow their unbelief in him to stop him from fulfilling his purpose. The second thing he did was he didn't play into their hands by responding to them. And third, he shows us that even though we would appreciate those closest to us to believe in us, that isn't always the case. So we should appreciate and be encouraged by those who do. So the next time we need to remain steadfast in our purpose, let us remember these words. Let us not become weary in doing good. For the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Galatians 6:9. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, remain steadfast even if those closest to you don't believe.